Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I thought it was a banner day for the Giants just in general. And, man, I mean, we'll get to the game. Like, the game was...
There was a lot.
I mean, do you send Jung-Hoo Lee there? Matt Williams, multiple times in the last week or so, there's been some stuff up in the air. I think it gets thrown out. What do you think?
Yeah, I think so, too. But also, and a lot of people are going to go to that play. It was the inning prior for me. You can't get doubled off if you're Casey Schmidt. Like, well, I feel like that was a moment and situation. He was aggressive. I
get
it.
He went too far.
He went too far. And Stephen Kwan, again, scouting report, if you're not going to send him in the ninth inning because of Kwan's arm, you got to be careful. You got to know the personnel.
I'm not trying to cape up for Casey. You're 100% correct. Simultaneously, I think why he was overly aggressive is because he thought that ball might drop and then he'll get thrown out or forced out at third base because of Kwan's arm.
I understand.
They have unbelievable arms out there.
Tricky play for sure.
Agreed.
But again, you're getting paid the big league bucks, and you know.
Look, the Giants were the benefactor in the top of the ninth when they threw a guy out of home with the Ramos and
great
a beautiful
play.
Throw and a great play by Porter at the plate. So there's just so much. I mean, you bunted with Tyler Fitzgerald in like the fourth inning to get guys over to second and third with one out, and you're hoping that you can get a job done. And your catcher, Kisner, comes up and he's swinging at the first pitch. Mm. And, you know, maybe the scouting report or he's just better at jumping at the first pitch, or scouting report tells him, hey, you want to jump on the first pitch, but you pop up into foul territory, second and third, with one out. I mean, those are the little things of execution that are the difference when you're playing a pretty buttoned up team in Cleveland.
Real quick, though, we were all feeling it. We were all on our phones, wherever you're watching TV. You knew Devers was going to get to the plate in the ninth.
I was great.
With an opportunity to either have a walk-off or tie the game. We all wanted it so damn bad, right? And the fact he did get a single, he did get on base. Like, that was the most important part of it all.
Yes.
And again, Emmanuel Clase, I don't think the name cachet is still there. He's not having the season that I think a lot of people like expected him to have this season. He does have 15 saves, but he has like a 4 ERA. He's not like the unstoppable guy that he was for the last couple seasons. But again, I don't think there is that one unstoppable closer in baseball right now. We saw it with Mason Miller. He's been struggling this year. So the fact that they were able to hit around Clase, I was like, oh my God, like they could win this game off that closer. Like, it would be incredible, but they came up short. Robbie Ray still has a quality start. 6 innings, 5 hits, 3 runs.
I thought it wasn't his best.
Wasn't his best.
And I thought that Cleveland was really good at attacking the away stuff.
Yeah.
The guy who hit the triple, who barely had a batting average coming into
Rodriguez.
The game. Yeah, he waited on the like outside breaking ball and drove it to the triple's alley. They had a big hit with a runner in scoring position where they drove it over Fitzgerald's head on an outside pitch. I thought they were really sitting on the outside.
I feel like they hit it in that same spot in triple's alley three times.
I know. So, and Devers did too.
Yeah, right.
He got a double.
There you go. Well, that's another part of the Devers conversation we'll have. But
Camp already?
A little chunky, that's all right. 888-957-9570. I like my chunky peanut butter.
All right. I had a bigger takeaway from the game. And look, I'm not here to say that the game itself didn't matter. That's not what I'm saying.
Oh, it does. They're on a 3-game losing streak now. So,
And you look up at the standings, and you're 3.5 back from the Dodgers, right? So there's a real element. But I have a bigger take today, and I want to know from the people. 888-957-9570. I'll say it one more time slowly. Call in. If you went to the game yesterday, if you felt like something changed yesterday like I did, or if you completely disagree with me and what I'm about to go, like, I want to hear from you today, Giants fans. 888-957-9570. Here's my big takeaway from yesterday. Giants baseball's back.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Giants baseball is back, and there's something different about Giants baseball and its connection to this city. And I'm going to go on a long soliloquy here, so let me lay this out for the people. When the 49ers are good, we know they're juggernauts. There's a buzz on this city when the Niners are good. We know when the Niners are good on Sunday, nothing moves. It's football. It's different, okay? But the team, even when they were playing at Candlestick, it was in one section of the city, all right? When the Warriors are good, there's a fever in the Bay Area. Steph Curry, there's an electricity. There's no doubt about it. All right? But there's something different about that stadium and that team when they are relevant and good. There's a, how do I put this? There's a hum or a glow from downtown San Francisco and the surrounding neighborhoods. Heck, I remember what this area was before that stadium was even built. You wouldn't walk around downtown. Are you seeing the drone shots? Did you get the vibes? People coming off of Caltrain yesterday to come see Willie Devers. People hopping off of streetcars, hopping off of Muni. It felt like something from 10 years ago. It felt like something pre-COVID. It felt like something pre-fentanyl crisis. It felt like something pre-work from home. I saw a bunch of people that I know and love dying to just be a part of something special at the yard. I saw Barry Bonds yesterday. I saw the Luminaries. I saw Larry Bear. I saw the entire team of the Giants show up to a press conference for a guy who got traded in his prime to the San Francisco Giants, not with a year or two left on his contract, with 7-8 years left. Yesterday was a seminal changing point for this team in this region, in this market, for this community. And there's just something different about that stadium on a day-to-day basis, and the glow and the vibe that you feel just walking around the city, rocking your Giants gear. It's different than the other sports. What that stadium meant to this region in this neighborhood, I don't even know if we'd be in this studio here. I mean, the whole Soma area, Mission Bay, does not exist without that team, that stadium in that area. And so when they get a guy like Devers and you bring the big guns out, you bring Barry Bonds out, and that is a packed house for a Tuesday night game against the Cleveland Guardians. And anyone and everyone, even if you're not at the game and you're not hopping off a BART or the Muni buses or the streetcars or the Caltrain, you felt like you were missing something big if you didn't tune in on your couch yesterday. There's something about this team. There's something about this city. When it's going good with the Giants, there's a connection to the community that's just on a day-to-day basis different than the other teams. I'm not saying it's more than or greater than. It's just different. And I felt it yesterday for the first time in what felt like a decade. Joe, I didn't feel this feeling since the Salesforce Tower went up 2017. I haven't felt like this about the Giants. I think it's been a long walk through the desert. We've been waiting for an oasis. We've been waiting for the connection of love. There's something about baseball day to day at that ballpark in this community for us as baseball fans in Northern California. There's just something different. And I'm not saying that they're bigger than the Niners. I'm not saying that anyone on the team is bigger than Steph Curry. We know. I know where they stand. I'm saying the love is back between Giants fans and the Giants team. And to see the buzz at that stadium, and this is why I want to hear from people. I want to hear from you. If you felt inclined to go to the game yesterday, it felt different. When I saw the mayor, when I saw Daniel Lurie, the mayor, in the dugout taking photos with Rafael Devers, I could feel it was different. Now, look, they were wearing City Connect jerseys, and that's a whole nother conversation.
Yeah,
I mean, just put the real uniforms on, for crying out loud. Put the real black and orange on. But there's just something about this team, Joe. I'm telling you, I get the sense when this team is good and those drone shots are coming and the sun is slowly coming down, and you heard Buster talking about it with Krug and Kipe. The batter's eye, it's really sunny. It was a picturesque San Francisco afternoon in the summer when we never get that. We never get that. It is a changing of the tide. It felt as old school yesterday, San Francisco, as Tadich Grill or the old Clam House or Original Joe's pre-renovation. Mm. It was a throwback day for Giants fans to fall back in love with their team. And when you see Barry Bonds, as Devers is hitting balls into dead center field, into the Kale Garden, into the 415 section, with the Hunter Pence area, all right, you could feel it was different. Did you feel the buzz in the eighth inning? Did you feel the buzz in the ninth inning? No, I know they lost the game. I'm not here to give out Capri Suns and orange slices. I'm telling you, the Giants are back. The city is slowly creeping back from the fentanyl fold. We are. We're slowly coming back. And a day like yesterday made me realize there's still magic in the air. And there's just something special. Y'all could call me some San Francisco homer. Hell yeah, I am. I'm proud of where I'm from. All right? And I love this team again. And I hope you do too. And it felt like yesterday was a turning page for this team, for this organization, for this region. And I just feel like there's a different whiff in the air. And no, it's not urine. No, it's not someone sleeping on the floor. Oh. There's a different whiff. And I'm talking about that. You know what? It ain't no Bammer. All right? Something magical was yesterday. And I felt it. And I feel like the connection between this community and this team is now back. Am I wrong? Did you feel it?
I felt that. Look at that. How many minutes? Do we have someone have a timer on that?
That was good. That was a six-minute soliloquy there.
6 minute soliloquy from Shasky. I love that. And yes, you are a Giants homer, and yes, you are a San Francisco homer, and that's why we love you. You're from San Francisco. You tell everyone all the time. We know. That's good. And you are so tapped in on all your sports teams, but there is something different about the Giants as it pertains to you personally, too. You have that connection with you, your family, your brother, your dad, all of it. And that was passed down to you from your father. And you talked about that last week and how important it is. And the fact that they did do that, that trade happened on Father's Day of all days, right? After everything you went through and you've talked about, it's got to feel good seeing all that pompous circumstance yesterday. The city looking vibrant. God, I was on my scooter yesterday just going around the city.
It felt different.
Well, no, it felt warm.
Yeah, well, that too.
It was like it was nice out. That doesn't happen at June 17th of all days, right? It's usually the June gloom. It's cold. It's foggy and all that. And obviously, when the sun goes down, it's going to be chilly. But for him to have that moment, a couple moments yesterday, an RBI double, he had a single there late in the game. You thought maybe they could steal that one.
Exactly.
Against one of the top closers in the game. It just felt like a vibe. And Sam was talking about that because Sam Lubin, our producer extraordinaire here and obviously host of Garlic Fries and Baseball Guys and the Orange and Black Weekend Wrap, he was asking some great questions at the presser yesterday, and we'll get into all of that. You know, he just talked about the vibes from the presser alone, from the media, the players, the organization, the interpreters, the Carlos Ramirez's, everyone was feeling good yesterday. And it was a vibe. Hell, just Rafael Devers, you just saw the smile on his face from ear to ear. Barry Bonds being in the front row of that presser was one of the most genius moves you could have had.
You know who's punching air right now?
Who?
David Ortiz. who said, I tried to reach out to him. David, you were a great player.
You're Hall of Famer.
You obviously did something very similar to what Barry did in your career.
Shout
That's
Mitchell
fine.
Report.
You were a great player, and you're in the Hall of Fame. It's kind of a joke that you're in and Barry's not. But There's levels to real Hall of Famers.
Right.
All right. Barry's unanimous first ballot, or should have been. Like, and you're a Hall of Famer. I'm not saying you're not, but you're nowhere near the overall player that Barry Bonds was. And to see that guy, Rafael Devers, say, just to look at him, I felt great.
A handful of guys, like, and how old is Rafael Devers? 27, 28? Like, there's a handful of guys for guys that age, around my age, that you look at and are still in awe. Like, Bonds is that guy. And as you said, Ortiz, nice little player. But Barry Bonds, it's him. It's probably Ichiro that I'm looking at. Who else?
Joe.
Right? Like, no, that's like a short list of actual, like, players today that played in my lifetime. Like, A-Rod has that effect on me still. I know he's kind of jumped the shark a little bit with his fame and all of that. A-Rod's still one of those guys. Like, so the fact that they placed Barry Bonds, a San Francisco guy, one of the greatest players, if not the greatest hitter of all time.
Born and raised in this region. Born and grew raised up a Giants fan.
Exactly. And I loved whoever asked the question. It might have been Chris Alvarez, friend of the station, friend of the program, ABC News. But like, hey, have you picked Barry Bonds' brain yet, Rafi? Are you going to lean on this guy for help? Because that's one of the greatest players to do that. And the fact that Barry was there, and I saw him signing balls. That felt big time, did it not?
Of course it did.
Like, there is something to be said about, you know, like Joe Montana not showing up on some of these things, like occasionally for the 49ers,
Still bummed to this day that he didn't show up for the final game at Candlestick. And then threw a flag football game months later.
Exactly.
It's like, come on, Joe.
Like, there's like levels to these things. So the fact that Barry was there, that meant a lot to Rafi Devers.
Joe, look, I'm not here to say that, you know, sports, professional sports teams, or, you know, a baseball game is going to take away the sting from what's going on with the drug and homeless crisis that is really happening in San Francisco.
Yes.
I'm not saying it take away, all right? I'm not saying that it's going to, you know, solve the housing crisis or the ridiculous disproportionate cost of living to the wages that we're all making. Like, that's not what I'm saying. But it does take it away for just a little bit, you know, and it makes you feel good and it makes you feel proud about where you're from. And there's a civic pride that's wrapped around this team in this community on a daily basis. And when people are just walking around the area, there is something to be said for the small bars and the businesses and the restaurants buzzing a little. There is something for that. And for this team to just show signs of life and just be kind of good. We don't even need you to be great. Just be kind of good and give me a lineup that I care about. I mean, Joe, yesterday, Jung-Hoo Lee, Adamas, Devers, Ramos, even Dominic Smith.
Dumb.
I'm sitting here going, this lineup feels completely different. When they flipped it over multiple times late in that game, I was like, oh, we got Jung-Hoo Lee. And then we got Adamas. And you look up and Adamas is on base twice last night, right? And then has a walk, and the two hits and a walk. So three times. And then Devers comes up to the plate. I feel like I'm watching somebody.
He almost had three hits. It was a great play from Ciccone.
It
was that first, second inning. Yeah. He just threw him out at first base. It was a great play for him, or else Adamas would have had three, and that batting average would have jumped even higher. He's at 206 now. He's creeping up, Joe. But he's going to be at 210 before you know it.
Couldn't you feel the weight lifted off of his shoulders?
Absolutely.
He felt completely free. Maybe I'm looking too deep into this, but it feels like having one guy in that lineup just takes so much pressure off for everybody. And this is what you're thinking as a pitcher. And I'm watching it last night. Oh my God, I got to throw something good to Adamas here because I don't want to face Devers with someone on base.
Correct.
And he's a lefty and we're going to have to hold that guy on. So you're opening up that area between second and first base. Oh my gosh, I better get Devers out here because I got Ramos behind him and I don't want to have to face him with two guys on base.
Speaking of Ramos, my favorite moments of last night.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.